You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Oh, I'm excited about this one. Let's welcome in Nick Friedel. He covers the Golden State Warriors out here in the Bay Area for ESPN. You can find all of his stuff on ESPN.com. Kind enough to take a few minutes with us here as we preview tonight's matchup, the Magic and the Golden State Warriors. Nick, how the heck is the Bay Area treating you, my friend?
D, it's great. I mean, it reminds me of being back home in Orlando a little bit with all this sunshine after all those years in Chicago. But enjoy it out here, and it doesn't hurt to obviously watch a championship team every night.
How about that? I mean, this guy goes from good to better every single opportunity. Get to cover the Bulls for a little bit, a great city there in Chicago, and now out here in San Francisco. Well, okay, what's one or two things that maybe surprised you that you didn't know about the Bay Area, Nick, before you came out here?
Well, I did not realize just how many great restaurants there were in this place.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Being in Chicago, I got spoiled. But San Francisco and Oakland, it is a different world out here. So on top of the beautiful scenery all over the place, a lot of people sleep on the food scene out here in the Bay. But it is pretty impressive.
Well, that's good. Speaking with Nick Friedel from ESPN.com, covers the Golden State Warriors out here. Listen, I obviously want to touch on a team that you're very familiar with and then you've been covering for the last couple of months in the Warriors, but I'm kind of going to start on this side of the ball here. Nick, the Orlando Magic coming off a nice win against the Lakers. They're the only team that's beaten L.A. in the last couple of weeks. They come in tonight 10-10 into this one. Have you had a chance to watch much of the Orlando Magic here this season? And they're 8-4 in the last 12. What are your thoughts as you kind of check in and out on the Magic here the last couple of weeks, Nick?
Yeah, D, I'm always trying to keep an eye on the Magic. I mean, I grew up with them. And, in watching them this year, I think you got to give Steve Clifford a bunch of credit. I have followed his career for a while. I thought he was a really solid hire. And he's a guy who has always got his teams ready to play. But like everybody else, I'm sure in Orlando, the guy who catches your eye, not only watching the games, looking at the box scores, is Vooch. I mean, if you're not putting him in serious all-star consideration, at this point, there's an issue because he is just playing out of his mind, and he seems to really be carrying them at times throughout the season. So you don't want to get your hopes up too high. I remember I was there with you
that's right.
last year in Phoenix, and you're thinking, all right, they're off to a good start, everything's rolling, and then boom, the bottom can drop out. But I like where they're heading. I like the young core that they've got in place. My hope for them as an old-school Magic fan is you just have to find another star. You've got to hope that Vooch and Gordon, they can turn into continuing where they've gotten to this point, but you hope they can find one more star at some point, whether it's in the draft or free agency, whatever the case may be. But the early signs of progress are there, and I hope that they continue.
Well, then one last thing just to kind of follow up on that, Nick, and I think that's a great point. On a national level, conversations about Nick Vucevic, we know what he means to us in Central Florida. We've seen him now for 7 years in City Beautiful and obviously off to the best start of his career. I guess twofold, what are those conversations like? Are you having discussions with your peers? Is his name coming up? And do you think it's realistic? Can we see him playing in the All-Star game here in February? Obviously, they'll have to continue to win for that to happen.
Absolutely, and that's first and foremost. I mean, any of these players that kind of burst on the scene on a national level, you see their numbers and they start to pop out. And to your question, you hear his name because people are going, whoa, 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 he did what?
That's right.
He had what kind of double-double again? So, yeah, I mean, the conversations are there, but you've got to continue to push your team to wins because in the end, the numbers are nice. If you don't win, it doesn't matter all that much. So, yeah, if the Magic can continue improving, sure, I think he's got a chance. I mean, you don't see those kind of numbers night after night on a regular basis from a lot of people in the league. And if he's taking that next step finally in his career, then more power to him. But he's got to keep that up, and the Magic have to continue to progress under Clifford. And I don't think that's out of the realm, given where they're at and given that, for the most part, they've stayed relatively healthy for a group that's trying to learn a new system.
That's a huge part of it. That certainly wasn't the case last year, decimated with injuries. And listen, there seems to be a reserved nature about this group. They've been here before, had a great start with Skiles, had a great start with Frank Vogel, and they're not going to allow themselves to get complacent. So hopefully they can keep it going. But it's a tough one tonight. You got the defending champs, the Golden State Warriors. No Steph Curry here tonight. This will be his 10th straight game that he's missed with that left groin strain. They hope to get him back on their trip coming up. No Draymond Green. This will be his 6th game that he's missed. So, Nick, what's going on? What's going on out here with the Golden State Warriors? They're 4-5 without Steph Curry here during this recent stretch. Just kind of fill us in on how they're trying to keep things afloat out here without Steph, 14-7 coming into tonight.
Yeah, D, I mean, if ever there was a time to get the Warriors, now's the time.
Okay.
Because you're playing without Steph, you're playing without Draymond, and they just don't have that momentum, that juice that we're used to seeing this group have. I mean, so much was made out of that big blow up in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago between Draymond and KD. If Steph is on the floor, I don't think that these issues have crawled to the surface just yet. I mean, they were playing really good basketball prior to his injury against Milwaukee 3-4 weeks ago. Then Draymond gets suspended, then he goes down. So there's a lot of stuff going on off the floor. On the floor right now, they're leaning heavily, as you can understand, on Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. And if they can continue scoring 35, 40 a night, then every team's going to have problems. But defensively, I know Steve Kerr would like to see his group play at a higher level. They haven't done so recently because they've been dealing with all these injuries. But it's only a matter of time. I mean, for all the off-court drama, the Warriors are still by far and away the best team in the league, in my opinion, when they're healthy. And Steph's going to be back at some point here, probably in the next week. Same goes for Draymond. So if you're a Magic fan, you got to hope that that the guys can pull it off tonight, because there are not going to be many better opportunities throughout the season when you have Steph Curry, Draymond, and the lack of maybe a push from a group that is used to winning and can get complacent sometimes during the regular season.
No, you're exactly right. And this team, you know, it's missing the biggest playmaker in the NBA in Steph Curry, and it doesn't have another one in Draymond Green, a couple of all-stars. So this could be an opportunity. Speaking with Nick Friedell, covers the Warriors out here for ESPN.com. Okay. The drama. We heard all the rumors. We heard about the brawl. We heard about the things that were said in the locker room. You were here. You lived it. You saw it. You might have heard some of it. I have no idea. But take us through what exactly happened. And is this still an ongoing delicate situation with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, Nick?
Yes. The answer there is yes. I think they've tried to move past it. And D, for the most part, they've been pretty successful, at least in the last week, of just having some normalcy around the group. I think the issue for the Warriors wasn't even so much that Draymond popped off when he did it to KD. It's that then they had to deal with all the constant speculation from the media and from players and coaches across the league. It was kind of the aftermath that bothered them more than the actual act itself. So while I think that everybody internally has tried to move on, they also understand that the issues that Draymond was talking about were kind of the private issues that everybody was wondering about behind the scenes. Now it's all out in the open. Now they have to come back together as a group. If you get Steph Curry and Draymond healthy, you're going to win games. That's not going to be the issue. The issue is going to be moving forward months from now. What does KD decide to do? I just tell you this, for as bad as an incident as it was, there were people before this, D, that were wondering if KD was going to stay long term. So this isn't like a new this isn't a new idea. Nobody was quite sure what Kevin was going to do. I don't think he was sure. Now it's out there in the open. If you win, you take care of business as best you can. And I fully expect when push comes to shove, the Golden State's going to win another title. They just have to calm themselves down and win games right now.
No, I think you're exactly right, Nick. I don't think there should be any cause for panic, although they might be here in the interim. But let me ask you this, because I would be very curious, not to say fans out here are picking sides per se, but I don't know that I disagreed with a lot of what Draymond said. You know, maybe the way he did it and the way he went at him, and I don't know that you challenge a guy like that, but he said we won with, you know, if that's truly what he said, we won without you. Well, that's true. They did win without him, and there could be some tension. Guys might not be happy with this one-year contract and don't know if he's going to be here from year to year. Are people out here upset at Draymond? Do they understand that he kind of runs hot and this comes with the territory, or are they kind of siding with him out here?
Yeah, I think he has built up so much goodwill over time, D, that people understand where he was coming from. And I think you had it dead on. Maybe so much in the emotions of the message, he could have come back on a little bit. But that's Draymond. I mean, that's how he operates. That's what's made him so successful. So in the end, I don't believe that this incident, this episode, is going to cause KD one way or another to stay or go. I think this is just a big blow up that got a lot of attention because we're so used to seeing all the happiness and joy that comes from Golden State kind of get surrounded by this big black cloud of uncertainty. But in the end, if KD stays, great, they win another title. If he leaves, well, they still have a great chance to win another title with probably Klay Thompson coming back, Steph Curry still here, and Draymond here at least for one more season after this. So all is well no matter what happens in the summer for Golden State. It's just in the short term, how do they manage all the egos and all the emotions that have popped up early in the season here?
You are exactly right, which to me is a miracle and probably some of Steve Kerr's best work. Is there's probably been issues for years. You just don't hear about them, and now maybe some of them are coming to the forefront. Nick, it's always great to talk to you. You're as good as it gets, my friend, and keep up the great work. Enjoy yourself out here and try to go easy on the Dungeness crab, okay, my friend?
You got it, buddy. Always good to be with you.
All right, appreciate it. That is Nick Friedel. You can see all of his stuff on ESPN.com. Does a terrific job. And now he's out here covering what will be, again, probably the NBA champion, Golden State Warriors. All the best to you, Nick. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Thanks so much for tuning in. Should be a great one here tonight. The Magic visiting the Golden State Warriors. Oh, by the way, the last time they won out here was the last time they beat the Lakers. The game before. That's right. They swept a back-to-back with the Los Angeles Lakers back in 2012 and then came to the Bay and beat the Lakers. Can they do it again here in 2018? We will see. 10 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. 10 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great night, everybody.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.